Greater Boston must reinvent its innovation economy. That is the key recommendation in the Boston Foundation's new so-called Indicators Report released today. It comes out every 2 years and is based on information from public agencies, civic institutions, and community-based organizations. The new report finds the Boston area is enjoying 3 decades of sustained building, increased ethnic diversity, and solid job growth. But, as WBUR's Monica Brady Myrov reports, there are challenges ahead.
Here's some of the good news from the past 2 years. Greater Boston's economy has been resilient during the recession, and it's outperforming the nation in recovery. The metro area has one of the most highly educated workforces in the nation, and it leads in innovation.
On the one hand, Boston is a place to which people come for a college education. That's not going to change.
But there's a lurking problem, says Charlotte Kahn, director of the Boston Indicators Project at the Boston Foundation.
The largest portion of new jobs and replacement jobs will be in the middle skill job category. And we have not done as good a job as we could and must in training people for those middle skill jobs.
These middle-skilled jobs include nurses, radiation therapists, and computer support specialists. They also include hairstylists and auto mechanics. These kinds of jobs now make up 8% of available work.
I guess I would characterize it right now as a spot shortage.
Lo Si Leung is with SkillWorks, which funds training programs in Boston and around the state.
However, it's a spot shortage that will get bigger and broader as the economy continues to recover. And I think if we don't address the shortage now, we're going to find ourselves in a very difficult position, and in a position where we actually slow down the recovery.
The recovery will slow down because unfilled jobs slow productivity. And as baby boomers retire, the need for middle-skilled workers will shoot up. The State Department of Labor and Workforce Development estimates there will be 14,000 middle-skilled jobs opening annually in the area. They don't require a bachelor's degree, but they do require training.
Anybody else have a question? That was really hard.
Question 7. Which one of the following file systems is required if you want to use file?
At Year Up in Boston, Peter Boss is teaching computer basics to a group of 18 to 24-year-olds. It's a free year-long program that focuses on giving people with a high school degree or GED training in IT, finance, and accounting so they can enter the knowledge-based economy. That's where the opportunity divide is the widest, says Casey Recupero, executive director of Year Up Boston.
For young people in our city, if you'd like to be a police officer, a fireman, a nurse, a small business owner, there's a lot of great opportunities to build some of those skills from the neighborhoods that our students are living in. If you'd like to be a systems administrator at Raytheon or a fund accountant at Putnam Investments, it's really hard to break into that professional world. And those are the types of career tracks that we're training our students for.
Former Year Up student Marie St. Jean now works as a senior fund accountant at State Street. But the 22-year-old came very close to falling into the low-skill, low-paid job pool.
Before I came to Year Up, I went to an exam school, and I was on track to go to college. And then, as we all know, life happens. I ended up having to get my GED, and I was working odd-end retail jobs just trying to save money to go to college.
Now St. Jean is studying part-time at UMass Boston. She hopes one day to get a more highly skilled, better paid job in the financial services industry. It's vital that she succeed, not just for her own career, but also for the greater Boston economy, because it needs more St. Jeans to fill the increasing number of middle and higher skilled jobs left by retirees. The Boston Indicators report also says future success rests on redefining innovation to create new jobs as well. Kahn of the Boston Foundation says this is critical as jobs decline, especially in defense, finance, and biopharma.
If we focus on our own challenges, whether it's education, affordable, high-quality health care, housing, all of these things, we will create jobs and innovations that are globally significant because that's who we are.
In addition to those sectors, Kahn says the area can reinvent the innovation economy by creating employment in emerging industries, such as clean tech energy, data mining, and sustainable fishing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.